Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Every week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in our Futures slot. Each month, we read you our favourite. This month's story is Emancipation, written by João Ramalho Santos, published on the 19th of June, and read by Carrie Smith.
As she stumbled into the secure underground conference room clutching a stack of overflowing files, Clara mentally tried to organise her presentation. Clara tackled all her assignments for the Centre for Disease Control with the same overzealous principles. Diseases are biological revolts. And, as in all recorded uprisings throughout history, inaugural events often go unnoticed or are explained away as anomalies. To understand anything, one needs to know its reasons, its beginning. Search the unheralded edges rather than the full-blown epicentre to which everyone is attracted. In this particular case, that had involved looking beyond the sudden rise in diverse symptoms. Early onset cardiac failure, neurodegenerative disorders, severe bleeding in the digestive and urinary tracts. Clara's initial meta-analysis had clearly shown that the sets of symptoms were related. It was just a question of which came first, what caused what. How aggressive hemorrhaging and early onset ageing were connected worldwide by a phenomenon that did not distinguish east from west, north from south, poor from rich, old from young, male from female. In fact, it was not even partial to any vertebrate species in particular.
Is it some sort of superbug?
The metallic voice came from the conference screen Clara had failed to notice on the far wall. Unidentified stern faces in crisp uniforms stared out at her as the scientists in the room went uncannily quiet, shrinking into their lab coats. Clara had expected to be summoned to a meeting sometime after the presentation. Apparently, they were speeding things up. Well, sort of, Clara replied, wishing for a better thought-out PowerPoint. In the past few months, microbiology journals have described an unprecedented amount of putative new bacteria, all found in what were thought to be well-explored habitats. The genomes of these bacteria are uncannily similar to the mitochondrial DNA of a variety of species, but have acquired what seem to be typically nuclear genes from those very same species. And that's the bug that's causing this? The screen interrupted, the collected faces clearly twitching with anticipation. A cacophony of questions followed.
Is it man-made? Where did it originate? Which enemy countries should the drones target? Can we develop a vaccine?
Clara snapped, shushing the covert guardians of the free world as if they were petulant teenagers. Pathology reports have noted that mitochondria are the only well-preserved organelles in the leaking blood of human patients, she said. In fact, they seem to have lost their outer membrane. Only the inner, bacteria-like one remains. Blank looks from the screen. Mitochondria used to be bacteria, Clara continued. And new bacteria that look like weird mitochondria are appearing. This is not a coincidence. Clara continued. Analysed individually, these are just weird data sets. Taken together, it seems obvious that the first eukaryote organelle general strike is underway. In other words, it's not a bug. After millennia of successful endosymbiosis within eukaryotic cells, mitochondria are making a bid for independence. A few of Clara's colleagues shifted uncomfortably in their seats. First, they took back genes that migrated to the nucleus throughout evolution in order to regain full autonomy. Then they started to disengage from their cellular functions. Now they're leaving the host cells. The outer membrane, originally inherited from the host, is left behind as a broken shackle, she continued. Apparently, they thought endosymbiosis was just a fancy word for slavery. This is not your average jihad, it is intracellular mutiny. So we need to stop thinking about bombing the problem and instead discuss the unique task forces that will have to be assembled.
Can we really survive this?
Asked the scientist on the screen. Take it easy, Clara said with a tired smile. We might be okay. As long as the Centrioles or the Golgi don't start getting any funny ideas.
Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.